Why do bad things happen to good people? One of the reasons is because we live in an evil world. We live in a world where righteousness is hated by the other side. Righteousness is hated by those who don't know God. And Jesus said, don't be surprised if it happens. Don't be surprised if you're persecuted, because they persecuted me, and they will also persecute you. We go to India many times. In fact, we're going again in a few weeks. We'll be in India teaching at Bible schools. And there is places in India where persecution has just gone higher and higher. People go to prison. They burn churches and things like that. But we shouldn't be surprised. Now, if I'm not preaching, if I'm preaching and preaching in some of these places and nobody hates me, then am I really preaching the Word of God? You can just chew on that a little bit. So the enemy, we know the enemy hates truth. He hates light. He hates Jesus. And he also hates the followers of Jesus. The enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy anything that God enjoys. And we, God enjoys us. So he wants to destroy us as well. Now, what did they do in the book of Acts? Peter and John, when they were persecuted, when the man at the temple gate there was healed, what did they do? It said, well, they were threatened and they were imprisoned and then they were let go and they went back to their own company. In Acts chapter 4, I think it is. And they prayed. And the thing they prayed is, give us more boldness to speak the word of God.
Yes.
No fear.
Absolutely.
No fear whatsoever. We can live in a world like this, free from fear. Thank you for the one amen. I said, we can live in a world like this, this evil world, free from fear. We can be free from the fear of cancer. We can be free from the fear of accidents. We can be free from the fear of terrorism. We can be free. We can be free. I said, we can be free from any kind of fear. So why do bad things happen to good people? I think there's more reasons. Maybe I'll speak about them next week. I'm not sure. But sometimes evil happens to us because of our own decisions. And in times like that, and there's a scripture in Psalms that points that out, in times like that, we become aware of it and we repent. And then it has no authority over us anymore.
Yes.
All right. Let's look at some scriptures and how to combat this, or some things. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get off of the other part and get over on the part that'll make a shout. Smile at me. What do we have in our lives? What do we have to combat the evil that's around us? Can I go into a restaurant or into a shopping mall and not have any fear because I know what I have with me and on the inside of me? I should be able to. But we know, we might think, well, these things won't happen here. Don't bet your boots on it. You might lose your boots. I mean, we have the three officers. Spring Grove, York County. We have shootings in Lancaster. We live in the north side of Lancaster. There's shootings. Can I go into Lancaster and be free from fear? Can you go in York and be free from fear? Because there's a lot of shootings in York and Harrisburg. Of course, a lot of those are drug related. We know that. But how can we live free? The enemy wants us to be in fear because when we are in fear, he knows he has won the battle.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what kind of fear it is. Because when we start speaking fear, that gives him a right to do it in my life. It's just like when I speak faith, that gives God a right to work in my life. The opposite is I speak fear And that gives the enemy the authority to begin working in my life. In John, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, we all know this scripture. We use this scripture a lot. It says, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, I think this scripture is real good in combating fear. But if you look at the context of this scripture, I feel it needs to be deeper than just that scripture. Because that word fear, that word, the spirit of fear, that is actually talking about an attitude that we have, if you study it out. He was talking to Timothy, and he was telling Timothy, you need to be more bold in the ministry and the giftings that God has given to you. In other words, he was a young man, and therefore he must have been intimidated by other people who he thought knew more, and therefore he wasn't bold in the giftings that God had given to him. So one translation says it this way, God has not given me a spirit of timidity. That's a word that's used in another translation.
Yes.
So again, we can use that scripture to come against fear. But if we think fear is only a spirit, you know what I mean? An evil spirit, we won't be able to approach it in the proper way. I'm not saying it's never an evil spirit. That's not what I'm saying. But if I think it's only an evil spirit, I will be speaking to this thing, but I'll still have fear. Because to get rid of fear in my life, I have to put something in its place. I have to put different thoughts in its place. That's the only way you'll get rid of these fearful things that come to your mind. I have to replace it with a promise from the Word of God. Now, if it's a spirit, I mean, it's nothing wrong with saying that I rebuke that spirit of fear. But you can rebuke all day and still not change your thoughts. Because I'm the one that has to renew my mind. I'm the one that has to take the Word of God. I'm the one that has to put the Word of God on the inside of me. And when I do that, it renews my mind. And when I renew my mind to the promises of protection and so forth in the Word of God, it'll drive out the fear. All of a sudden, I realize what's on the inside of me, and I'm afraid of nothing. But that doesn't just come from me rebuking the spirit of fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I'm not trying to judge that. But I want to go deeper than that. I want my life changed on the inside so I can stand on these things with confidence.
Yes.
So I can drive down the road with confidence knowing that I'm not going to have an accident. So I can be in a mall or in a public place with confidence knowing that there's no terrorism coming there. You say, how do you know? Well, I'm there, you're there, and we can stop it. There's one thing about me talking about. There's another thing where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
There's another thing in being confident about it. And it takes meditation in the Word of God, meditation in these scriptures, in order for me to be deeply settled, confident on the inside, so I have no fear and I can have all the boldness that I need to accomplish what God has for me or wants me to do. Are you here today?
Yes.
All right, let's look at a couple scriptures. In 1 John, go back there to 1 John. 1 John 3, verse 8, scriptures we probably know. It says, greater is he who is in me. I'm just turning to it just to make sure I have the right one. Verse 8 of 1 John, what did I say? 3. It says, no, that's not the one I want. It's 4. 1 John 4, verse 4, right? Yeah, that's right. Thank you. There it says, greater is he who is in me. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. What? Overcome the spirits that he's talking about in the earlier verses. Because he who is in you, in me, is greater than he who is in the world.
Yes.
There's a number one scripture we can use. Says, in the name of Jesus, greater is he, Holy Spirit on the inside of me. The Holy Spirit on the inside of me is a protection.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
It is a protection because it gives us authority. It gives us confidence. It gives us peace in the midst of whatever's happening. Then in 1 John 5, verse 4, this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is it? Even our faith. After we left the Abundant Life Center, back when we first started it, and Bill Hake was put in as pastor, we went on, we felt led to start a church in Bel Air, Maryland. And we always, when we started a church, we always wanted to name with a scripture or from a scripture. And so we called it Victorious Faith Fellowship. And it's still there today, just like Abundant Life is still here today. And because this verse says, it says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So for us to have victory over fear, it has something to do with what I believe. It has something to do with the faith that I have. Faith in the Word of God, faith in the promises of protection, or whatever it may be. And that's the victory in your life that overcomes the fear of these things happening. Now, I want to give you a few scriptures, because the Word of God, I believe, like we said before, we were preaching a lot about the Word of God, how it needs to be a foundation, that we need, it shows us the will of God. And once I know the will of God, that puts a confidence within me, because I know what's God, what is God and what is the devil. John 10:10, very familiar scripture. John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I am come that you may have life. So anything that steals, kills, and destroy is not from God. We have that confidence because of the Word of God. So all these things that are happening, all these evil things that we see happening, some people say, well, yeah, but look at the good that's coming out of the Charlie Kirk thing. A lot of good. Why is that? Because God uses it. God turns it around for His good. I mean, I don't understand how God can do that. He is so awesome. He can do that. But that doesn't mean God orchestrated it. See, some people make the mistake, think, well, again, yeah, God orchestrated that so we can have this great revival. No, God uses the evil and turns it around for His good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You about ready to jump up and shout or something? There's a tremendous revival happening because of the martyr. There was a tremendous revival because of the martyr of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Today there's a tremendous revival because of the martyr of Charlie Kirk. I mean, if I don't know if any of you watched the service we had her aunt's funeral, so we couldn't watch a lot of the things. But Rob McCoy, when he talked, I just saw a little bit of him. Rob McCoy, when he talked, and he gave an altar call. 100,000 people. What, in the stadium, 60, 70,000, another amount in the back, outside, another big building full. They estimate there was 100,000 people or more. And I think, if I remember correctly, or if I was told correctly, he told those who were saved to stay sitting. Or somehow. But anyway, there's many, many, many thousands of people put up their hands to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we think revival, we pray for revival, and we have in our head that it's going to happen a certain way. But I tell you, revival happens in ways that we never think about. And even people that don't know much about the gospel and so on, they're saying that there's a revival. News people saying that there's a revival happening. Amazing. And just a few years ago, we were praying for this. We were praying for our country to be changed. And right now, are we rejoicing because our prayers are being answered? Then down at the Buck. You know where the Buck is? Down below Willis Street in Lancaster County. They have like a tractor thing, whatever it is. Tractor poles. Well, I think it was there where they had this big rally. They had one in Ephrata. They had three in Lancaster County that I know of, where they were honoring Charlie Kirk. At the Buck, they had like 8,000 people. My brother Lloyd, a representative for this area, he was one of the speakers. And I was glad to hear he actually spoke the gospel. 8,000 people, and they said many, many put their hands up to get born again. I say praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, we better keep moving here or we'll be here all afternoon. Psalm 91 is a scripture we use a lot. And again, I know you know these scriptures, but I just want to make a few comments in light of what we're talking about. This is a scripture that we can use. This is Old Testament, which is okay because many of the Old Testament promises are for us today. Amen? So in Psalm 91, I know some of you can quote it, but look what it says. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, so many times right away in our mind is, well, do I really dwell there? And right away we want to put condemnation on ourselves. I believe if we're pursuing God, you dwell there. Amen. If we're hungry for God, you dwell there. So this is talking about you. It's talking about me. We shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you. I love this part. He shall cover you with the feathers, with His feathers, and under His wings you will take refuge. I just picture this bird. And not too long ago, I like to follow things about birds, just like Donna does. She sends us pictures of her birds, and I love it. I heard a bluebird. I had to hesitate when I came in this morning because I heard a bluebird. Bluebirds are my favorite. And I heard a bluebird singing. I know the sound of a bluebird. And I heard it. I was looking and I couldn't find it, but I heard it. So where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So on Facebook, I saw this bird that had this big wings out, and it was raining, and all the little birds were underneath the wings. Couldn't even see the little birds. A hen chicken will do the same thing. And a duck will do the same thing. But a hen more so than a duck. But a hen, you know, when they have the little ones and it starts raining or danger comes, they all run to be under the wings of the mother. That's what I picture with us and God. When danger comes, we are under His wing. In fact, I'm there all the time. Are you still good? If we go a little overtime, you're still good? Huh? Or is your roast more important? No, I don't want to keep you long. So look, it says, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be like your shield, and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. You wake up at 3 o'clock and you have all these terrible thoughts and so on. For me, it seems that's when the enemy attacks the hardest with thoughts. I don't know if it's anybody else or not, but I wake up at nighttime and all these crazy things are going through my mind. And it's fear trying to take hold. So the terror by night. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. So the shield and buckler are two different kinds of shields. I looked up the word buckler. What's a buckler? That's not a word we use very often in our language. But the shield is this shield where it covers your whole body. And when you're in battle, you stick it into the ground, you hide behind it for the arrows and things that come. Because they can't penetrate the shield. But then the buckler is this little round thing. A lot of times it was made of hides and real strong. And you would hold it in your arm. You have it attached to your arm. So then when there's little darts come from the enemy, they're more close, and they're shooting little darts at you, you can just go like this and stop all the little darts. That's a buckler. Now think about this. It says that we can stop the darts of the enemy. And we do that with the shield. With the buckler. So when this this message came to Alan here about his foot. Was it your foot? Your ankle. You know, he had his buckler out. He said, no way, you're not throwing that. That dart's not coming through. That dart's not coming through. It's in the thought realm. That's our protection. That's the things we have from God so that we can be protected. And you can go on in Psalm 91. So many good things here. 1,000. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
Yes.
No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Not only do we have the word of God, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, which gives us a confidence and a peace and a protection. But we also have angels around us. We don't pray to angels, but we know that they're here with us all the time. When we speak the word of God, they go into action to perform the word that comes out of our mouth. I imagine a person, and we have angels with us all the time. I believe we have a personal angel, but then it also says the angels encamped around about us.
Yes.
And they uphold us in the palm of their hand, so to speak. So if our eyes could be opened to the spiritual realm, this room would be packed with angels. Because we'd all have our personal angels with us, and then we'd all have angels encamped around about us. I mean, it's just, I don't know how they have room. But I believe that with all of my heart. I don't just think that's a fairy tale. Because I know they're in charge of my life. They're in charge of my protection. They're our security detail. And they won't let the bullets come through. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. No reason to fear if we look at some of those scriptures. I have other ones, but maybe they'll be continued next week. But this is enough to digest. This is enough for us. And I know you know these scriptures, but keep your guard up. Make it a reality, even though you think you know them. Keep meditating in them. Keep speaking them. Speak them over your life every day. Now, when we speak it over our life every day, that doesn't mean we're speaking it into action because it's already there. But we're reminding ourselves, we're renewing our minds, we're guarding our minds when we speak the word of God and these promises concerning protection. And that's why we do it every day. Kathy and I do it every day. I mean, they're already there. They don't go away overnight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And like I was going to say, this person, this angel all day was with this person. I mean, two angels were talking to each other. And one angel said to the other, how was your day? He says, I don't know. I just had nothing to do all day. And the other angel says, wow, I was so busy. This guy, this gal, she was talking, and all she talked was the word of God. And so it kept me busy all day because I had to perform the word that she was speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand. Is there anyone here today that you're not assured that you're born again? You're not 100% sure if you would die today that you would go to heaven? Well, the answer is you can be saved today and you can know from this time on. So if you want to be born again, why don't you just come up here? I know it takes guts to do that, but that's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe there's someone here that you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives every day. Like in the book of Acts. It says the Spirit of God, the power of God came upon them and they spoke with other tongues. And they received the power that they didn't have before. So anyone here today, you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You want to receive the power of the Holy Ghost in your life? If you do, come on up here. We'll pray for you. And like I said, you know, it takes guts to do that in front of people. But we take a stand for God. Amen?
Right.
And we do it publicly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you that we can live in an evil world in peace and in safety because of your word in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that protection. Lord, I thank you for protection over every person who is associated here with Abundant Life Center. We believe for protection over our country in the name of Jesus. We believe for protection over York County in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we, the church, is the standard bearer against the evil that is all around us. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.